Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. Please go there and check it out. You've heard Karen's chief economist, Ray Keating, on the show before with their index. We did that, Karen, only a couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago maybe, which is a great report on how the states are competitive or not, depending on their attitude towards small business. And so, folks, it's an organization that I support. I encourage you to support them, and I will promise you, when you go to bed at night, you'll feel like you've got somebody who's speaking for you up here, up in Washington D.C. Karen, again, thanks for the good work that you do. What are some of the specific things that you and your organization thinks that you can have an influence on, with regard to this new direction that the president is claiming to be making?
Well, I think on the regulatory front, we can make some headway, particularly given the fact that the House is very committed to this under the leadership of Congressman Issa, who's the chairman of the Government Oversight and Reform Committee in the House. Mm-hmm. He's got a very aggressive regulatory agenda. We provided him, at his request, with a very long list of things that he and the committee can tackle right away to help that are getting in the way of job creation and investment. And there's other leadership in the variety of the other committees as well. You have Sam Gray, who's over the House Small Business Committee. So we've got so regulation is one of the things that we will be working on, and we do think that we could rein in, particularly when it comes to health care. Addressing some of the specific regulations.
We're not going to have any trouble getting rid of the 1099 thing, are we?
No, we should.
I mean, that's pretty much, both parties are ready to do that, right?
Right, and they should do it. I mean, just do it and get rid of it next week or the week after. I mean, just sort of get that out of the way. But, there's other things that are going to be driving up the cost of health care in the marketplace and taking away our choices. Very arcane things called the medical loss ratio rule, which has the potential put health savings accounts and
right.
other types of flexible health care plans.
Karen, one of the things that the president said really surprised me, and I gave him a hand for this, was he actually the term. Did he say tort reform or malpractice? What was his term that he used for that?
Well, it
was something to do with tort reform or something with
medical liability reform.
There it is. Whatever he said, I don't remember his exact words, but that was very. I never heard those words come out of his mouth before.
Right, and like everything else, it's the details. Is it going to be, is it going
but
to be
But to actually
really...
say that, that's a movement, isn't it?
It is, but the White House has said that before, in terms of the broader health care bill. It's a very little provision in their bill that, does some piloting in the states that really is quite meaningless. Then, again, is it going to be robust reforms that will really make a difference, or things that really the trial lawyers can shrug off and say this isn't a problem at all.
They probably got some throwdowns that they'll contribute.
So we've got regulation. I mean, that's huge, Jim, in all the agencies, whether the Environmental Protection Agency.
Right.
Really, there's an anti-energy zealotry that's going on in that agency that is very dangerous for. Our economy
right.
that can undermine.
Do you think we'll be able to have any impact on that on the EPA?
Oh, I do. I really do. I think the president and I think this instability in the Mideast and this wave of that's happening in that's happened in North Africa and
right.
throughout the Mideast is going to send shockwaves to the market, and it's going to be a realization that we've got to be
more self-sufficient,
producing energy over here, and very quickly, and that the government, our government, is getting in the way. These drilling permits, the okaying, the then pulling back, and I mean, essentially, the administration has been toying, with our energy industry in terms of, do you want us to produce or don't you want us to produce?
Karen, quickly, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, please.
Sure, it's sbecouncil.org, and please visit us and sign up for our e-news, and you'll get a lot of information on what's going on that impacts small business and how you can help us in our efforts to protect small business and promote entrepreneurship.
And we can still see how our member of Congress votes this year on small business issues right there, too, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Check it out, folks. It's very enlightening. Thank you, Karen, for being here. Good job. Good work. We'll see you next time. Keep up the good work. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.